And a homegrown country live from the studio this morning. I'm proud to say I love having the homegrown country live. This is awesome. So Panhandle Cowboys, we're talking here, and we're gonna. What are you gonna do for us here?
We're gonna do one that I wrote. It's called the Cowboy Trails. This is kind of what we're about, and it's kind of what about the gathering is about.
Okay, all right.
Like this.
Take a listen.
From the great state of Texas to old Idaho, you left a trail across this land with stories to be told. Kansas to Oregon, your fame and legend grows. America's cowboy legend grows and grows. So we'll sing our song,
tell our tales
of the way things used to be. America's cowboy, you made history. Well, across this great land of ours, all the many trails you rode, some were good and some were bad. Well, so the story goes, always prevailed in all the good you do. America's cowboy made history. So we'll sing our song,
tell our tales
of the way things used to be. America's cowboy, you made history. With boots and chaps and a cowboy hat, you rode the Wild West. Six guns strapped upon you
and a star upon your chest.
Faced every peril with strength and bravery. America's cowboy, you made history. So we'll sing our song,
tell our tales
of the way things used to be. America's cowboy, you made history.
That's awesome. All right, the Panhandle Cowboys, Farmer Dave, and I'm going to guess that you've been a farmer for a while.
Yes, I was a wheat farmer up in southeastern Washington. I still have a wheat farm there.
Do you? You just let somebody else take care of the hard work.
I have it leased out. I'm enjoying life in Montana.
Yeah.
And of course, J.B. Barber, and J.B. said that he moved out of northern Idaho, moved to southern Idaho, and yeah. So that's...
Now
Twin Falls is his home, and of course we're talking about the Lost and Lava Cowboy Gathering. I'll hold it up one more time. By the way, I can't see myself. All right, there we go. There it is. Lost and Lava. It's happening this weekend, and we want to remind everybody, get over to Shoshone. Tickets are at the door. It's at the Lincoln County Fairgrounds Community Building, I think, isn't it?
Yes.
Is that what it's called? And so get over there and check it out, and talk to these guys. You guys are going to be there, and you've got your CDs available. And how do people make contact with you guys if they're interested in getting some CDs? Go ahead and sell yourself out here.
I said website. What we've got is our cards are a little old at the moment because we've been moving around.
Yeah.
But we each have
email addresses
and stuff.
Okay.
Like that. So
people can get a hold of you. Is that the best way to get a hold of you, is through your email address?
Yes.
Okay. Why don't you give those out so people, if they want to write this down.
Because Dave's is Farmer Dave, all one word, at turbonet.com.
Okay. Turbonet.com. Okay.
And mine's jbbarber.cowboypoetry@gmail.com.
All right.
I dare you to give... For you to give them your phone number, please.
I see this. This is why I let you guys tell how people get a hold of you. I never say put your phone number. You decide what you want to do there. All right. Good morning to Ernie. Ernie checked in here, and we want to say hello to him. By the way, we're talking about Facebook. If anybody out there, we're going to give these guys here at least one more song. If there's somebody, if you've been to one of these cowboy gatherings and there's a song that you remember these guys doing, we're going to put them to the test. And so we won't ask for them to play something they don't do, but if they have done something that you want to hear again, let me know. Drop me a line on Facebook. I'm live right now, and what we're going to do, we're going to give you one more song at least, and then if we get a request, we'll throw in another one. So
okay,
what do you got?
You want to do
They're flipping through their book here.
So why don't you do a poem? Do that. Do your poem.
Do the poem. You know.
Yeah, I do. No, yeah, you're the one I wrote. I know. But this is kind of a poem that my wife and I and family, we moved to Idaho, Genesee, Idaho,
okay,
in 1998.
All right.
And the day we left our old ranch was about 112, been that way for about a week or so. We got to Idaho, Genesee, and it was like 82 degrees with a gentle breeze.
So you said, this is my kind of weather.
Well, my wife says, honey, this is kind of nice. Well, then October and November, then along about December, I wrote this poem that called The Winter in 98.
All right, let's hear it.
What's a Texas cowboy doing in Idaho breaking ice? The winters here are cold, but they say the summers are nice. My old rope horse is standing by the trailer with a southern stare. I bet all my old buddies are still roping down there. I'm having to feed extra hay, and their water's froze over because it's four below. And wouldn't you know it, I just heard that weatherman say we're going to get another foot of snow. Well, we got that other foot of snow. Oh, I messed that one up.
He's got to look up the book here, I can tell you. Hold on, talk among yourselves here. All right, yeah, there we go.
Is it contagious?
It's contagious, so be careful what you sing next. I tried to thaw that barn water, but there was just one catch. That wind was blowing and howling so hard, a fella couldn't even light a match. Now, the wife, she says we're low on groceries, and she needs to go to town, but it snowed so much, to find my pickup, I'm trying to figure out how far to dig down. Well, that weatherman was right. I got that other foot of snow. But then last night, it rained real hard with a warm wind. This wasn't the prediction. The weatherman didn't know. Now my horses are standing out in the pasture with water clear up to their chest. And that old cow dog of mine, why, he started wearing a flotation vest. So all you old-timers can talk about the past winters and how they rate. But me, I'm still fussing and cussing that winter in 98.
That's awesome. All right. Well, if you have a request, we'll certainly take it. And we're going to ask for one more song, though. And I think it sounds like they may have something here. Oh, there.
You got a song list there.
See, this is what I love about it. See, we don't do songs. We just do it live. So, all right, guys, what do you got?
Tune out what's called On the Range.
On the Range, all right.
There's a blue tune out here on the range. There's a big old moon, it's shining on the range. Coyotes calling, new calf is bawling, a blue tune out here on the range. Ride along, oh, hear that song, that old coyote singing to his mate. Ride along, oh, hear that song, that new calf must be missing his mom. There's a blue tune out here on the range. There's a big old moon shining on the range. Coyotes calling, new calf is out here on the range. There's a cowboy riding on the range. And you can be sure that everything's okay. Coyotes calling, new calf is bawling, a blue tune out here on the range.
Awesome. That's
Thank you.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Love it. All right. Well, we're going to send you over to the Lost and Lava, and that's happening here this weekend. So, guys, I appreciate you stopping by. We're going to have to get on with other things here, but and I thank everybody for joining us on Facebook. If you want to hear all of this that we just did, I'm going to make this a podcast, and we're going to put this on our website, so you can check that out. Also, we are on Facebook, so it'll be there for you as well, archived. So, guys, I appreciate you coming by.
Thanks for having us.
All right, we're gonna check out of here, and thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. All right.